Zane is here representing Main Place Real Estate as we look ahead to a summer.
The second half of the year.
Busy, crazy. Yeah, we were officially halfway through it.
Right.
And you guys are lined up for an awfully busy second half of the year, it looks like.
We are. It is in full season right now. I know before we came on air, we were just talking a little bit how busy you are as well and with all the summer events, and we are right there with you. We have been busy and staying busy.
It's been a couple weeks of it, but July is a I need fill-ins because it's the only time to burn vacation. Nick hates me in July. Hates me a lot of months, but he really hates me in July.
I don't hate anybody.
But you guys are the epitome of busy, and I'm seeing some really cool properties pop up. I know we didn't have without Chris here too, we didn't have a big special conversation planned, so beautiful golf course homes now?
Yeah, we have a couple homes that are listed on some golf course properties. One is out at Southside on Pinehurst Drive, a nice three-bedroom, two-bath ranch, has an awesome deck with a screened-in portions, you know, don't let those mosquitoes get you. And then we just listed one yesterday afternoon on Country Manor Court that is on Country Club of Decatur and sits overlooking the golf course and the 11th green, and it's a really sharp house as well.
There's good and bad living on a pictures. Golf course, right?
Mostly good.
Mostly good.
You know, and these homes are both...
Some people might think, I don't want my house getting hammered by golf balls all the time. But
yeah, and that can happen. It's all about location on the golf course. Yeah. If you're picking out a golf course home, make sure you're in a good location and you're not, you know, 200 yards down the fairway or so where you're going to fall into someone's slice.
To the right side of it.
Right.
I don't know if that's where you hit it, but that's exactly where I hit it. Number three at Southside is... it's not a good row to live on there. But I think probably... things have balanced out a little bit, right? I just remember a long time ago, it might have been a little overvalued, like too expensive to live on a golf course. Like the value was too much over the top. That doesn't really exist anymore, right?
No. I mean, you know, in our market, we're still in a market where real estate prices are pretty low and comparable to other markets.
Sure.
You get a lot of house for the value.
You guys, you know, just as far as you're listening, I'm sure you've got multi-hundred-thousand-dollar houses, but where do they start at?
You know,
sub-100?
60, 75,000. Oh, yeah. You can get a, you know, solid starter house or, you know, one that might need a little bit of sweat equity. And when we talk about sweat equity, mm-hmm. we mean a house that, you know, might be carpet, paint, some projects that you can do yourself and don't have to, even though we obviously have a lot of good contractors in the area, but yeah. we wouldn't have to shell out a whole bunch of money to get it done. But,
and
you
we've
know,
talked,
roll up your sleeves, you know.
We've talked plenty of times that you guys are willing to come out and take a look and go, okay, you want to sell it fast, you want to sell it for a number around this, do this, 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 and this. Well, sometimes people can't afford to do that. So they'll sell the house to you to do that. Sometimes that's probably good too. You can go in there and pick all your own cabinets and your own, you know, bathroom accessories. But do more people want it done, or do they want to do it themselves? I mean,
it just all depends on the situation, where you're at in life, you know.
Yeah. If you got to go now, you got to go now.
Yeah. I mean, you know, my first house that I bought, that's the type of stuff that I was looking to do and I was looking forward to doing it. So I didn't really want anything that was move-in ready and
yeah.
I'd rather pay a little bit less and then go in and do some projects. And it was a lot of fun and a good learning experience as well. That way I, you know how to do some stuff like that, know what the costs are. And
I see a picture of a house on Nantucket that just sold.
Yes.
On your Facebook page. That doesn't look like a gigantic place.
Yeah,
it's a
sharp house. And,
I don't know if I should call that a starter home for some. I don't know what it costs, but it looks like just a simple house. The video footage, by the way, you guys are adding as far as like drone coverage and stuff like that. Man, you want to go to this? Get to the website. Get to the Facebook page.
Our website, and that's something we do is the 3D virtual tour on every property.
Yeah.
We have a drone guy that does awesome drone videos, and you know that's where the industry is going. I know we've spoken about it in the past a few times, but. And that's our goal, is just to stay on top of it and be the most advanced, technology-advanced real estate firm in Central Illinois.
So, yeah, this one on Mueller, lake access. You got there's access to a pond as
well. Yeah, that's a really cool area. So when you're driving
South
down
Shores,
South Shores Drive, there's that gated community there. There's
kind of new?
Brick, and it is kind of new.
Okay.
Newer development, and there's some lots back there. So far, there's only one person that... has built.
Oh, they're lots. Okay, so you can buy the lots.
Yeah, I saw something from you guys. I don't remember if it was an ad or a sign or something that says build your lake.
Build your dream home.
Build your home on the lake or...
Yes.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I believe that's what Eric is discussing here is...
280 Mueller out there.
Yeah, Mueller Court.
Whatever it was that you did, it stuck with me. And I don't know if it was a physical sign right by Mueller Court or not, but I remember going, oh, these guys even have lake homes that they want you to build. All right.
Yeah. And then that's another thing, which we've talked about before. You're going to help with contractors. Somebody wants to come to you and they're interested in buying that. You'll help them get started, or somebody can go out and handle all
absolutely.
Themselves.
You know, if they have a contractor lined up or a family friend or something that's in the home building business, you know, absolutely. But if they don't have anybody, we can certainly make the connection there and steer them in the right direction.
Yeah, and of course, if you go to the website, the 360, you can walk yourself through a room with your mouse. Can you do that on your phone, too? Is that accessible on your phone?
Yes. So
you just probably pinching
and even on your phone, it's one of those that if you're sitting there, you can, you know.
Oh, you move your phone around. Okay.
Like augmented reality.
Tilt, look at the ceiling and look at the floors and just walk yourself around.
It's really neat, the technology advances that are out there, and obviously technology is one of those,
Well, like
industries that's just
it's got to save so much
advancing
time.
And advancing, but it is it's truly awesome. It's truly awesome that we're able to make the investments in this technology and use it to help our clients sell their properties.
I mean, if you go to a 1 o'clock appointment to look at a house and you left at 12:35 and you got there and you went in and you spent 10-15 courtesy minutes in it, but you might have walked in instantly knowing you don't want to be there. That a 360 tour, it could have saved you 45 minutes to go look at another property. And saved you guys' time, too.
Sure. Well, that's something that we all have is time, and it's precious. It's something we're not going to get back.
Yeah, so but it's nice. You got to hit that website.
That's right.
Hit the Facebook page.
I've been in properties recently where, you put out a floor plan, you think about it, you try to, in your head, figure it out. So you go to the place. We've spent hours in a place taping off the floor. And even still, you just can't wrap your head around the space a lot of times. And when you... And when you go home that night and you're like, man, was that 4 feet to the left? And then you turned or whatever. When you can go sit down, dive back in and go, oh, we could put a door there, or here's where a closet could go or whatever. That is the huge difference between having to be at the place in front of the person and having the service be able to be 24 hours. And I think a lot of your selling happens after you've done the hard sell. The soft sell comes at night when they're peeking through the home you took them through. And I think it's probably already paid for itself.
This is the version of looking at the car dealership lots after hours. So, there's nobody just,
right.
You just wanted to go and take a peek at the, now you can't look at the inside of those cars, but here you can see every inch of the house.
But you can put your face right up to the glass and look in and get an idea. It's different than seeing the picture. It just is.
Yeah, absolutely.
It is.
Yeah.
And then, obviously nothing beats looking at it in person either.
Right. That's, of course.
There's a,
but at least you know if you're interested.
But.
Yeah, like the place that we took when you came in and we looked, it's this great looking, maybe a duplex or maybe a condo, whatever it was. We went through, it's like, oh, it looks fantastic, the hardwood floors and things like that. You're going to want to go visit that place if that's what you're looking for. So that's the 3D virtual tours are a big hit for sure.
Yes, and that's something we offer on all of our home listings is the 3D virtual tour. Every listing's equally as important to us, and every client's equally as important to us. Our goal is to help...
I'm seeing this a lot, listed and sold in 2 weeks, things like that on the Facebook page. So it's a buyer's market right now, right? It sounds like it's a good time.
Now's a good time to consider selling and consider buying. I mean, mortgage rates right now are still hovering around all-time lows.
Hmm.
So if you're thinking about moving up in house or, had your eyes or growing family or need a different situation, now's a good time to lock into a mortgage rate as well. So that's something I've discussed with a few of my family members and family friends is, now is certainly a good time because I imagine I'm no economist by any means, but I imagine the rates would start trickling up and get your rate locked in now.
Have you had any interesting feedback from your trip to Vegas? I know a lot of that was kind of the business side.
Yes, that is the commercial retail real estate conference that we went to called ICSC Recon. And that's one where we met face to face with a lot of people, and now we're still continuing conversations via email and phone and working towards getting some deals.
That was more recruiting people
to paper.
Look at things available in Decatur, right?
It is. Yeah. It's more making connections, the face-to-face. Sometimes it's people that we've been talking to already over the phone or exchanging emails with, but that's a chance to sit across the table from somebody, look them in the eyes, shake hands.
Yeah.
And now we're still talking to a lot of the same people that we've made connections with out there and working towards getting the ink and paper stage.
Yeah. And then, of course, people, if anybody's interested in investing, you can do that nationwide, as we've talked about in the past. Kind of a recap from all of our conversations for Unlisted here. Just Zane in today, but normally with Chris and Zane. Anything else you want to hit on?
Yeah.
Any ideas? Anything else out there that you want to, any houses you want to talk about or anything?
You know, we got quite a few nice properties on the market right now. I would check out our website, www.mainplace.us, and also our Facebook page, Main Place Real Estate, on Facebook. And we have a lot of nice listings, and we are ready to help you meet your real estate goals in the second half of the year. Yeah. And, you know, as far as any other topics, Nick, you're usually good for a little curveball from that side of the studio.
It's crazy. You know, one thing that we could maybe talk about just briefly would be the maybe some expected time frames, because a lot of times, like on a commercial thing that I checked in on with you guys, the paperwork came back and said, we're now taking, you know, placements for first quarter of next year. And so you're thinking that, well, there's a half a year left, and then potentially, you know, 3 months of the next year. So I'm 6 to 9 months out on a big corporate project, yet you have houses that turn around in 2 weeks. So maybe just some time frame sort of things of what's, and granted, nothing is standard. Everything is drastically different. But if somebody contacts you, what would be a timeline residential-wise, from a seller's perspective or buyer's perspective, and then commercial-wise, similarly?
Yeah.
Again, I know it's not a cookie cutter, so.
No, that's the one thing that is beautiful about real estate, is it's all situational, and, you know, we're able to customize our services to our client's situation. Mm-hmm. But for residential, you know, typical time frame in the Decatur-Macon County marketplace is about 4 months, 120 days. Mm-hmm. Now, we've been having a little bit hotter of a market this season, so we've been seeing that, you know, in a lesser time frame a little bit.
If they call and you say, all right, we're going to do business, how soon is it listed? Is that a day, week, month, year?
Again, it just all depends on, are there a few honeydew projects left to do? Is there potential?
You'll get out within 24, 48 hours to see the house and talk to them.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we come out right away. And then you know, there's always an opportunity cost there as well.
Yep.
Sometimes if you have the time, it might be worth rolling up your sleeves and putting in a new bathroom vanity.
Let's say
other times, you know, it might be ready to go and, hey, let's do a final cleaning. Let's, you know, power wash the outside and get the dust off, and let's
it's gotta look good for the pictures and the 3D tour.
Absolutely.
So in theory, if you're all set and you've done all that, we're talking just a few days before you can get it on the market.
Correct.
Awesome.
Yes. Okay. Yep. And then you know, going back to your question, commercial real estate, that just moves, and you know, everyone needs a place to live and a place to sleep and eat and congregate with their family. Commercial is all about that business plan. What fits with your business plan? There's different businesses out there that are looking for, you know, traffic count metrics and such. Mm-hmm. So we got to find the right location that makes it work. Obviously they have those metrics and goals for a reason, is because someone out there probably put it in a bad location and it probably didn't do well.
That's right.
So they want to avoid that as much as possible.
The reason I kind of asked that is because I think a lot of first-time buyers or first-time sellers or first-time prospective business owners don't really know what they're signing up for in their relationship with a company like yours or any of your competitors, to where it's like, all right, I want to sell my house. I walk in and now, boom, it's for sale, you know, and they don't really realize what you're signing up for. You don't even have any expectations. Or is this one of those things where there's a lot of red tape and doesn't hit the market for 6 months because you have to file paperwork and you have to do all this? So I just wanted to kind of ask that, so that people that were out there maybe had at least a ballpark. So it sounds to me like what you're saying is you contact them, you can formulate a game plan pretty quick.
We can.
And as soon as you have things ready to roll, whether you have to do projects or not, as soon as you say everything's ready to roll, then we're just a few days out from really trying to do some business, right?
We can be up and going either the same day or within the following business day or so.
Awesome.
Great.
Get our professional photographer out there, our drone person, and we do all the top-notch marketing, the 3D floor plan, and we offer that for all our residential listings.
And you got Taylor in there as well. So
yeah, can I ask one last follow-up on that?
Yes.
Okay, so all right, we now have the time frame kind of plan. Financial commitment, I'm not talking dollars, but is there a commitment to you guys representing, or is it once it sells, or how does that work?
Once it sells, that's okay. So you always hear realtors talk about closing day. Mm-hmm. Hey, closing day is our that's our game day, mm-hmm. and it takes months, sometimes years, to get to that closing day. But that's the time to put on the game face, and that's when real estate commissions often take place.
But you guys are putting that upfront investment on behalf of the seller to make it easier. So all you got to do is just show up and let you guys work your magic.
Absolutely, and awesome. And buyers as well. And you know, we like to show properties to buyers, and we like to sell properties for our sellers. And
and more than once, you wanna become their location for a while. So I know you deal with a lot of people over time. So
that's right.
That's good. Unlisted, just kind of a catch up on things we've talked about.
I always learned something
last few months. Yeah, what I love is the investment stuff and the business stuff and how important they could be to the community as a whole. You know, maybe any real estate mm-hmm. agent could be to the community as a whole, just helping recruit business-minded people.
So. My favorite part of it, Eric, is that these guys make it approachable. They make it seem like I said, a lot of people look at this thing and think it's, you know, it's life-changing, it's daunting, it's inspections and permits and all that, and it's scary, and it's like, oh, maybe I shouldn't. And these guys, I wouldn't be afraid to just call and say, hey, where do we go? Because you're getting real human advice, real human expertise, and you know, this is that's what I like most about it. And they know what they're talking about.
Well, good stuff, Zane. Good to see you again.
Absolutely. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Nick.
Unlisted.
Always good to be here.
Yeah, Unlisted this week with just Zane Peterson.